You're listening to the Igniting Souls podcast with Carrie Oberbrunner, committed to helping you become a soul on fire.
Carrie Oberbrunner here. Welcome to the Igniting Souls podcast, episode 112, the number one thing your book, brand, or business needs even more than greater visibility. Did you catch that? So many people, you know them, I know them, they are willing to exchange their soul just for greater visibility. They think that that's what the secret is. To get more friends, fans, or followers, whatever social media platform they're using, they think if they just had more visibility, just had a little bit more, then things would all work out. Their books would be bought, their company would grow, their dream would happen, their business would succeed, and they're dying to get greater visibility. They're craving it. Now, there was a time in my career where I thought that that was the holy grail. Like that was the secret. You needed, if you could just get greater visibility, that would be the thing that would help you. Until I realized it's not the answer. And I found out in a weird type of way. And that's what I'm going to do as I start today. I'm going to share that story with you because I care about you. I don't want you to just fall in line and march according to the drum that everybody says you need to march, and that is do anything ethically or unethically just to get greater visibility. It's not going to help. So I heard about this term through, believe it or not, my buddy Chet. Chet was my coach for more than a decade. He basically helped me go from day job to dream job. He's a fantastic guy. In fact, I wouldn't be where I am today without Chet Scott of BuiltToLead.com. He's got a very unique business model. He only coaches top-level CEOs and then gets them oriented back in tune with their own internal vision. And then what happens is he works on the rest of the company. So he starts with the CEO or the head coach or whatever business model it is. And he does coach Division I people, but not in sports, in leadership. And I love the model. The model is that the leader needs internal vision first, then he or she can lead the team or the employees or whatever. So the other day we were working out and Davey Downer was in the room. A guy named J-Mo was in the room. Chet was in the room. We were just done. We were cleaning up. And we always listen to music. And we always try to guess the song. And I was trying to guess the next song. And I just couldn't figure it out. He's like, don't you know this group? And of course I know you too. But this was a song that I had not heard. Or I certainly did not listen to the lyrics closely. And it comes from Bono's song, which is Moment of Surrender. And in it, he talks about his faith. He talks about giving up everything and just laying down, trying to fight and really giving everything up in surrender. And there's this phrase that says, I chose vision over visibility. I chose vision over visibility. And I think that is so critical. It was critical for Bono with that song because there was a point in his career where he had to decide, am I going to be like every other rock star and essentially let the vision go and seek to do anything for greater visibility? Or am I going to recalibrate, get focused, get centered, and go forward with the vision that I have for him with his relationship with God, his creator, his core, and his community. And it's a fantastic song, and since then I've been kind of listening to it and mulling over the lyrics, and why it makes so much sense today is because there are so many business owners, so many entrepreneurs, so many authors who would do well to put vision over visibility. I mean, things would radically change for these people. Why do I know? Am I some outsider who's just weighing in? No. I look back at my own career and realize there were key times when I, quote, began to struggle or, quote, started to lose my way. And I'm not speaking like ethically or morally, at least for me. I'm talking about just waking up and saying, I have what it takes. You know what I'm saying? I'm being real here. But there's some times where you and I, we get what I call hacked. And when you get hacked, you lose what's called inner vision. And this can happen in the craziest ways. I mean, seriously, you could be going on your Facebook and you could be just, you know, checking your messages and stuff like that. And all of a sudden you see somebody's picture. You see somebody's picture and you start checking it out. And maybe you have this jealousy thing popping up in your head and your heart, or you say, you know what, like they look so successful. And maybe you just did a campaign or you just, you know, did a launch or something and it didn't go well. Or have you ever had this experience? You put all your chips on a proposal, right? You're working a deal, you're getting a proposal built, you got the thumbs up from the person, they're all excited, they say, oh, we're excited to have you come in and coach our team, everything's cool, we'll be able to meet your fees. And all I need to do is just send it to my supervisor and he'll sign it and then we'll make it happen. Then you get the email that says, they said no. Like my supervisor said no, we can't do it, or it's not in the budget, or this type of thing. And you could be flying high one moment and you are crushed the next moment. That's what we do to ourselves. Is this true? We absolutely do that to ourselves, where we basically hack ourselves. I mean, it could be that you're innocently walking in the airport. You got, you know, your personal growth stuff happening. You're listening to a podcast. You pop out your earphones to hear the next gate. And what happens? You see something on the TV and it says, this country is threatening nuclear bombs, right? And all of a sudden, what happens? You start thinking about, well, gee, you know, why would I take that risk? I was going to take that risk on my dream. Why would I take that risk now? I mean, seriously, if we're going to go to war with another country, I mean, why would I do that? Or, you know, the economy, some kind of regulation just has passed and you think, well, gee, why would I do that now? I just want to be safe. I want to play small. I want to make sure that nothing happens. And we all struggle with that. We all struggle with this tension of visibility is the answer. Visibility is what we need. When in reality, in those moments, we need to recalibrate our vision. It's kind of like the metaphor of you walking in the woods. If you're in the woods and you know exactly where you're going, but then you start on that path and maybe a tree fell and you need to go off the path and you need to kind of trailblaze a little bit, or maybe the river's a little bit higher and you can't use the path and so you need to go upstream and kind of cut over at a low part. The point is this, like you could know exactly where you're going. You could have all things set, but then life happens. And you get that email, you get that phone call, you get that Facebook thing that pops up or that TV soundbite, and immediately your head is spinning. And what I say is you got hacked. You got hacked. In other words, someone gains unauthorized access to a computer or a system or to you. And I've had this happen. You know, things were going along great. Everything's cool. Everybody's happy. I mean, just take your family, for example. and suddenly you get a diagnosis or you get the news or the call, and immediately you're basically spinning. And that rock solid vision that you had of what is and where you should go and reality gets hacked. And let me tell you, visibility is not the answer. The answer is not to crave the spotlight and get more fans, friends, followers to kind of fill that empty tank. That's a byproduct. Visibility is a byproduct of a brand having a clear vision. Let me give you an example here. I know nothing about Radio Shack, all right? I don't. I mean, Radio Shack was a place I went to because we got batteries as a kid, right? And everything was cool with Radio Shack until, I guess, a few years ago. And what happened? Well, I think they lost their vision. I really do. And what happened shortly after? The visibility started happening. And the visibility started going down and down quickly. So you can look at their last marketing ads. Do you want to know what their marketing ads were? Meet your friends at the Shack. Are you serious? Like it's an electronic store, all right? They sell batteries and other electronics, and their marketing ad is meet your friends at the Shack. I mean, last time I checked, I'm not meeting my friends at the Shack, okay? The Shack, I mean, I didn't even know it was called the Shack, and they didn't either. And what happened shortly after? They went downhill. They were done because their vision got hacked. And they didn't have that inner vision, that insight that we call it. And guess what? Lost people only follow lost leaders. Let me say that again. Lost people only follow lost leaders. If you want to be called the Shack and all that stuff, that's fine. Like, you'll attract lost people, but the winners aren't going to be following you. If you want clarity, you have to be somebody who's broadcasting clear vision. In fact, there's this verse in this thousands and thousands of year old book, which I want to read to you. It just popped in my head, but here's what it says. It says, "The eye is the lamp of the body." Let me say that again. "The eye is the lamp of the body. If your vision is clear, your whole body will be full of light." Did you catch that? If your vision is clear, your whole body will be full of light. But if your vision is poor, your whole body will be full of darkness. If then the light within you is darkness, how great is that darkness? It's basically saying that vision is key. Vision is essential. And if your vision is poor, you are going to be in darkness. And basically, my translation at the end is, if then the light within you is darkness, you're screwed. It's basically saying, like, you're driving in the dark. You have no clue where you're going. Your body is in danger. I would say your business and your brand and your book is in danger when you lose vision. Because then what you're doing is you're playing the visibility game. You're playing the dopamine hit, right? I'm going to jump on social media and I'm going to just try to gain visibility. And you can just gain visibility. All you need to do is start talking about your sex life, or if you're in a public place, just go streaking across the field. You will gain visibility, but not the type of visibility that is effective for you, your book, your brand, your business. You need something that is more solid. And we see this with celebrities. Celebrities all the time blow themselves up. They have the visibility, but the vision is not there. And as a result, people look at them and think, lost. This person's lost. And who do they attract? Like I said, lost leaders attract lost people. These are not the type of clients, the type of people that you want to work with on a regular basis. It's not going to be a good thing for them or for you. It's the blind leading the blind. Why am I sharing all this with you? Because I care about you, because I think life happens to all of us, And each one of us needs to recalibrate and get that vision back. You saw it with Apple. Apple, back when they brought Steve Jobs, when they were almost bankrupt. I've heard, I think it was like 90 days from being bankrupt as a company. What did they do? They brought someone back as they were losing visibility who had vision. They brought the person with vision back to the company. And what happened? He turned it around. You see this with sports teams. You see this with organizations, with businesses. When something changes, right? When visibility begins to die, like you look at a sports team, they're becoming less and less people showing up at the games because they keep losing. Their visibility is going down. What do? They bring in someone who casts a new vision. And that vision over visibility. Vision over visibility. It is true with Bono and A Moment of Surrender. This is your moment of surrender. This could be the podcast episode that you need to say, hold on, don't sell out. Don't do something that you're going to regret. Don't go on social media and, you know, verbal vomit all over the place about, you know, desperation and frustration and stagnation. You do that, you're sunk. Like, take a time out. Get reoriented, get recentered, and renew that vision so that then the visibility will come. That is my coaching word of the day. And I've seen this work. It work really well with businesses and brands and books, that they went back to their vision. I know this because there were a few times this last month where I get it. You know, you wake up, maybe you're not healthy. Maybe you just have a few couple days there where your sleep is depleted and you start just binge eating because you're emotional, right? And then you're tired, you're sick, you don't feel good about yourself because you're not eating the right food, you don't feel like working out. What happens? You start going into this downward spiral pretty quickly where your vision begins to slide and you don't take care of yourself. And how do you think you're going to take care of your clients? I mean, you're not fueling your body the right way. You're going on empty. And then you expect to show up filled up with clients. No wonder they feel it. No wonder why you struggle. Look, we've all been there. This isn't to beat you up. This is actually to encourage you to say, take a time out. Like, literally take a time out and go back and recalibrate your vision. You might say, how? How do I recalibrate? I've gone on a 2-year journey. What I know is that we can all get off course with our vision. We can. You can be so watertight. You can be so focused. And then life hacks you. It could be a tweet. It could be a hater. It could be anything. And I'm not saying we're these fragile people that are just going to be undone by somebody's tweet or comment. I'm just saying today, you got to be ready on all angles. I mean, literally, you're holding around a device that you touch, click, or swipe 2,600 times a day, according to research. No wonder why. I mean, you have things coming at you at all angles. All angles. So no wonder why we lose our vision. Vision leaks. Let me say that again. Vision leaks. I love what I think Rick Warren was when he talked about every 28 days, the vision needs to be recast with an organization, something like that. It's from his book, The Purpose-Driven Life. And I believe it came from I think he calls it like Nehemiah principle or something like that, where it's that vision needs to be recast every 28 days because we can walk away with marching orders and everyone, the whole team's on board, the whole team's centered, the whole team's focused. And then what happens? Time allows us to leak that vision over time. And as a result, we aren't as certain or sure. Or another thing, life happens. You need to readjust. The vision doesn't change. but maybe the strategies and methodologies need to shift because things happen. Technology changed and you can no longer use that quote webinar platform or that those Facebook ads or whatever. I mean, this happens in business. Let's be super honest and real. Okay. You can have a winner system, but you got to make tweaks along the way. And again, I'm speaking from personal experience. I'm speaking from someone who says, you know what, David and I, my business partner, often we have re-envisioning times where we re-envision even what our next 30 days looks like because surprises come. And how do you do this? How do you do this? All I know is that in the hack, we call this the hack attack. The hack attack is when you get hacked without you inviting it, without you wanting it, without you desiring it. You get hacked because life happens. And there's 8 things that you lose when you get hacked. And one of the things, in fact, it's number 5 on the list, is that you lose something called insight. You lose insight and you begin to say about yourself, I have no inner vision. You feel it first inside, but the other people around you can feel it. Clients, friends, fans, followers, they can feel it. You feel it first, they feel it second. And what happens is if we're not careful, we crave the visibility because it's a distraction. We say, well, you know, I feel that ache inside. I feel that pain. I feel that loss of vision. So I'm going to go replace it with visibility. I'm going to go get some love or likes or shares or retweets on social media. Or I'm going to go pursue something that I'm good at or successful at. Maybe not. Maybe start saying, well, gee, maybe this business thing isn't for me. So I'm going to go pursue a hobby that's distracting from the real issue. You crave visibility and affirmation and good vibes and all these things from other sources when really what you need to do is you need to get the vision squared away. I want to send you Elixir Project book. Here's why. I really believe that this will help you. I really believe, and in fact, I'm going to send it to you free. I'm going to send it to you for, it's a $29.99 hardcover book. I'm going to send you the book because it's a cool story. It talks about how we get hacked, and it's this near future book that is a story and a metaphor for a lot of our lives. But here's why else I want to send it to you. In every single book we include, in a sealed orange envelope, we include what's called the hack attack and the hack counterattack. It gives you a literal strategy, a literal proven process, so that when you feel yourself getting hacked, when you start losing that vision, when the vision leaks, when you start finding yourself craving visibility over vision, it's a way that you can stop and recalibrate. This is a color quality, you know, it's a quality color. And what you do is you actually hang it. You hang it up, you put it by your computer, by your bathroom mirror, and you look at it and you say that, you know what, am I going through a hack attack right now? Are these 8 things, have I said these statements about myself? These 8 statements, because if I have, I'm probably getting hacked. My vision is probably leaking. And rather than go to the quick fix, the visibility, you need to go back to the vision because vision attracts winners. I'm telling you, I love leadership, but I don't care if I'm at a parents, teacher situation. I don't care if I'm at the post office. If somebody stands up with clear vision, I'm all in because I respect clear vision. I like clear vision. I don't care if someone comes to my door selling candy bars. If they have a clarity of vision, even though I don't eat candy bars, I'm like, here you go. Why? Because clarity attracts and confusion repels. And if you don't have a clear vision, you're like that verse that talks about the eye being poor and the whole body suffers. I don't want you to suffer. So here's the free book. It's elixir.carryoberbrunner.com. Elixir.carryoberbrunner.com. That's your free book. We just ask that you cover shipping and handling. And we'll also include in there the hack attack and the hack counterattack. Now, here's why I want you to get it. I'm going to talk to David about this, okay? The first person who takes a picture of the hack attack or hack counterattack hung up in their office or by their bathroom mirror, the first person that does that and sends it to me, right, on social media, I'm going to get you a gift. I got to ask David to give me some code or something, but we're going to get you a gift because I love action takers. I love people that actually choose not to get hacked. I love people that want to recalibrate their vision. That fuels me up because the podcast, this is not something I like to do. Like, I like to talk and add value and share with you, but the mechanics of the podcast, all the things that I need to do, you know, like set up the mic and this and that, I don't like that part. I would much rather just talk to you, but that's why I go through it, because I know that on the other end of this, you, there's someone's life who's being impacted. And then that literally lights me up. It really does. We're going to end the teaching part today, right now, elixir.carryoberbrunner.com. Get your free book now. I don't know how many we have. In other words, I don't have an endless supply of hardcover books that I bought. There's a limited supply, and there's a lot of people who listen. So jump over there. If you're like, Carry, I already got mine. Fantastic. Take a picture. Shoot it to me on social media. Whatever. I don't know. Hashtag Elixir Project or something. I don't know. But what else? Get one for a friend then. If you already got one, get one for a friend, whatever. Help business leaders, help nonprofits, help moms and dads and grandpas and grandmas. I want people to have a clarity of vision. Everyone needs this for their life. And most people are getting hacked. I'm going to stop here, but I'm also going to give a quick little teaching on just some things that have been happening, some cool things. So if you're done, that's fine. But I think in this extra little part, there's some nuggets that I love to share, and hopefully hopefully they serve you. But you know, the last month has been awesome. It's been truly amazing. We took the family to the chocolate factory in Hershey, Pennsylvania, over spring break just for a couple days. That was super cool. You know, put the phone down. And that's the beauty of being an entrepreneur. You can work 24/7 or you can work no amount of time. So you need to learn that balance. I teach some of that in some of my coaching programs and stuff. But for those days, man, I just hung with the kids, the family. It was awesome. We checked out Pennsylvania. It was a truly super cool time. And the kids just had their spring concert. They got a few more weeks of school. We just signed them up for some cool day camps and stuff like that. And I'm going to be going with my son on a few day camping trip here coming up for school. Again, super cool benefit of being an entrepreneur and being in your dream job. You can crush it and do what you love and hang with the people, but then you can also pull back and, you know, really invest in the family. Why? Because Keegan's only going to be in fifth grade one time. And there's only one camping trip, right? So I signed up to teach this selective elective, which is self-defense. And although I've done jujitsu and wrestling, I don't know self-defense. Like, so I'm going to have to YouTube it. I'm excited. This is fun times. But I'm also headed to Tennessee really soon. And let's see, May 24th, I'm going to partner with Brian Dixon. Cannot wait. There are certain people that you hang with, and they are just super smart people. And you walk away better and faster and stronger. Brian Dixon's one of those guys. And we talked a few months ago about, hey, let's both come to Tennessee. And I am going to hang with Dan Miller. Happy birthday, Dan, 70th birthday. And there's some other cool people around Tennessee that we're going to connect with. But I said, Brian, let's partner together and let's do a mastermind for bloggers and podcasters and authors and entrepreneurs, and let's invest in them for a full day, our favorite restaurant, cover the meals, and we're doing that May 24th. I think we got three spots left. It's called AmplifyIntensive.com, AmplifyIntensive.com. You need to be there. If you are anywhere around that area, you need to come. It's going to be awesome. I guess Brian did it a few months ago with another guy, our friend Andy Traub. But this time we're really going to take a cool focus, and it's just going to be a fantastic day. I cannot wait. So I'm driving a few states down to make that happen. But we have an awesome summer planned. I'm working on some more writing materials. I'll let you know some of those secrets coming soon. Super cool. And then we have the Igniting Souls Conference. And I cannot wait. October, lots of people coming from all over the world. It's a truly amazing, epic conference where for two full days, we just take a focus on you and your business and helping you. And we're going to announce the theme very soon, but the room's like three quarters of the way full now. So we haven't even publicly promoted it yet. So we're going to start promoting that soon, but IgnitingSoulsConference.com. If you want to kind of get that early bird in, I'd love to hang with you, love to invest in you. And I'm just excited. You know, life is a gift, and you cannot afford to live days, months, or years without vision. You cannot choose visibility over vision. You will suffer every single time. This is Cary Oberbrunner. Can't wait to send you that book. Can't wait for you to keep growing. And tell me, reach out. Tell me what you're doing. I love it on social media, Facebook, all that stuff. When you guys tell me what you're doing, I get excited. I actually follow what you're doing. Sometimes I get more excited about what you're doing than I'm doing. Just because I love my students and what they're doing. I love it when they are souls on fire. So elixir.caryoberbrunner.com, and choose vision over visibility. That is the theme today. I believe in you. I care about you. And remember what Ferdinand Foch said, the most powerful weapon on earth is the human soul on fire.